Angry Bastard Radio. This is your Smutterbox Tuesdays.
Blog Talk Radio.
GQ.
Let's go. Rich bitch, let me get her necklace. I'm about to take this bitch to breakfast. Cause we had a long night and I can't leave. She look at my song like wrong mic. Gotta get this one. Surely she a freak, gotta get me some. History kick, gotta hit me one. I'm not a nigga to leave that town till I score. She take me out to breakfast, let me blow a chill chain. Give me an affection, make me scream your name.
Tonight from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. That's right. The angriest, bastardiest show there is. Angriest, angryful, roseful, mad roseful. And the name of this show is Angry Bastard Radio. She's a Smutter Not Tuesdays. Ever wonder how you can tell or what are the signs that your woman / man is a smut slut? Well, fear no more. Tonight's show is all about helping you before it's too late. Stop by and share your stories, signs, and solutions on all kinds of ways to watch out. Smut Alert Tuesday. Your hosts tonight are as follows: GQ, 64, SD, Fresh to Death. We also will be having special guests stopping by to share their past stories with Smut Sluts as well. We go live from 10 p.m. sharp to 12 midnight, Angry Bastard Radio. That's the station that lets you speak your mind. Call up to send shout-outs, requests, or to roast someone. 914-338-1782. That's 914-338-178-FM2. Oh, what's good, Six?
What up, man?
Hey, shit, man.
Okay.
Beautiful night outside. It's raining hard as shit. This one was going to be like a tornado.
It was a little rainy, but, you know, that moment passed already, so.
Yeah, it's definitely passed already. Yeah, I'm waiting for the rest of the crew to mosey on in here. Funny thing about it is we spoke about, you know, a certain member on here. You know, his brother's been calling me, yo, man, when we going to do the show? When we going to do the show? I mean, I had to, you know, get some shit together. But the shit is together. You know, I had to unclog the airways or whatever. Everything's unclogged. So, no, I had to unclog the pipeline.
I got to unclog the pipeline.
I had to unclog the pipeline. Pipeline is clear. So,
no.
I hit the guard up. Like, yo,
I didn't hear that shit. In a minute.
What, unclog the pipeline?
Gotta unclog the pipeline.
It's only right. American whore. Yeah, but I hit this dude up. I'm like, yo, it's a show.
10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, son, I'm there. I called this nigga like 10 minutes ago. No answer.
Well, sometimes you gotta just go it alone, you know what I mean?
I mean, hey, I'm with it, B. I'm with it.
I mean, niggas are still angry bastards, but, you know, the angry bastard is the movement, so it ain't even like it's work or nothing like that, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Get out.
Yeah, so whatever. Niggas ain't angry in spirit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, shit.
I just seen one angry bastard earlier.
What happened?
I just seen one angry bastard earlier, one of the four wise men.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the niggas that's supposed to call up. But,
we all know his story.
Yeah, but, you know, he's lunching right now, so.
Luncheon. What?
Yeah. He's lunching right now. So it is what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I lost that with the play.
But I'm going to play a quick track.
Mm-hmm.
Come back and talk about this. Smother knock of the leader. You know, understand what's going on. Because I was talking some a lot of relationships.
Oh man, you sounding like chop meat. You sounding like chop meat right now.
Do I?
Yeah, you were sounding like chop suey.
Oh shit. What about now? Am I good?
Now you 100% official.
Yeah. Beats after laughter. How is this? All right, let's see. What can I put on the airways real quick?
D-Block.
I put on
early.
Yeah. Early. Oh, yeah. The elder guy, he's on hold right now. Infamous SD. Mm-hmm. Y'all already know. Mm-hmm. About to put this D-Block, and hopefully we'll be fully staffed. He realized this is D-Block, Chic Looch, King FaZe, and Bully. Y'all can get that money. Get the money.
Hey, yo, Pooh, bring that Mike Geronimo in, son. Royal Flush, what up? Yeah. D-Block, Chic Looch. You know what I'm saying, son? I bring these bros together. We getting that money.
DJ,
what up? Y'all can get it. I heard Brooklyn get it, get it. Yeah, you know Harlem get it, get it. Hey, yo, Jersey Bronx, what up? Yeah, they call me Don Don, Levi's, Long John. Used to have that 50 piece of c- up in the Bronx, Perry soda. Used to see the Muslims for the oil, baby powder order. Barack Obama voter, widescreen Ray Liotta. Women all around your boy, bending like we doing yoga.
Yeah, baby.
Stainless steel, hollow tip shells. Downy shoot around like a young Bonzi Wells. I know I'm on fire, I don't care what it sells.
Nah,
Ford on, inside puff to paint Leon. Shotty in the trunk, the size of my man Keto. Get hee hee haw, be right up in the ER.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise jar, vanilla cigar, brown liquor. Downy leaving with whoever f***ing him quicker. Hate me now, my swagger 10 times a million.
Johnny,
you ain't seen me, but you heard him in the building.
Woo.
They shout me out and form a line for me just to dab me. Black, white, and Spanish women try to make me happy. Snappy, act up and get the choppy choppy.
Oh,
but I'm chilling, mommy with me like no violence, poppy.
It's okay.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, Yonkers get it, get it, get it, get it. I heard Brooklyn get it, get it.
Yeah,
you know Harlem get it, get it.
Hey,
yo, Jersey Bronx, what up?
You know the name, they call me Gordo. 9 milli auto, mammoth, damage, Atlantis, chick Spanish,
mama.
LOX, gonna hand to hand it. Labels calling, I'm chilling. And I ain't even planning.
Not at all.
Like Drake, my mixtape, they want to scan it. Big advantage, outlandish, in the Vanguard. White T, Levi, Stan Smith, Blue Yankee fitted.
Yes.
You know Bully did it.
Yes.
Watch you little, like I babysit it. About to run this town, like Jay-Z did it. Been notorious, way before Gravy did it. Call me Popeye, just the way I love to spin it.
Yeah, Yonkers get it, get it.
Why
I heard Brooklyn get it, get it. Yeah, you know Harlem get it, get it. Hey, yo, Jersey Bronx, what up, y'all?
The DJ White Owl.
Tattoos on, already transformed. Mommy's all over me like Usher in a Buster Ball. I get high every day like I'm Bar Mall.
Yeah.
Look up, see the king, I'm a superstar. Welcome to Yonkers with Bentleys and Aston Martins. Get hijacked the strip so quick, you would think it's Martians.
Yeah.
I scope block the target, I sniped out the hardest. I saw the Bloods and the Crips walk the red carpet. Screaming, we the best. And I thought that I'm the hardest, till I saw the Latin Kings kill each other parted. My French crush off the bench and I'm rested up. My vest is on, Mac 11 up and I hit your mom.
Real talk.
More times the hippies hit the bomb.
I ain't got no time to play, really. Listen. Get your neck broke too. It don't matter if you fluent on a G4 or JetBlue.
Uh-huh.
A man is a man. End of the day, respect due. I'm in something they never seen. They only made you do. On that note, give it how you wanna get it back.
Yeah.
Either that or get hit all up in your fitted hat. Found homie with his do rag on his lap.
Uh-huh.
His head was still in it from the rounds of the mat.
Yeah.
This is when keeping it realer goes wrong. The Perico, Montego, and Sprilla is all gone. You could definitely consider the war on. Both entourages, fifth and the fours drawn. Bullets hitting everything, whistling by your jaws. Catch a slug in your hairline by your pawns. You already know we very thorough it all.
Give
you crack cocaine music, heroin bar. Yeah, cocaine music.
Yeah, little bit of pee, little bit of sheet, little bit of kiss. Take it out the pot, let them mix. Get it ready for the fix, bag it up, and serve it to the world. What we call it?
Cocaine music.
Yeah, little bit of pee, little bit of chic, little bit of kiss.
Shit.
Take it out the pot, let them mix. Get it ready for the fix, bag it up, and serve it to the world. What we call it?
Cocaine.
I don't talk that much, I'm rowdy.
Cosmic Strictly Skills Jazz, come up show. Jada Kiss in the building. We about to go ham. What up, Jada? What up, Kiss?
Come on, Kiss, let's get it cracking. Come up show, Cosmic Kev. This how we do.
Kiss is the best. Kiss is the best. Everybody know that Kiss is the best.
For sure.
I ain't saying I'm back, cause I ain't never left. But everybody know that Kiss is the best. Kiss is the best. Kiss is the best. I ain't saying I'm back, cause I ain't never left. Everybody know that Kiss is the best.
Come on, Jada.
I ain't saying I'm back, cause car got a gun and a couple pounds in it. Yeah, I'm in my bag, I'm deep down in it.
Come on,
the industry's a circus with a bunch of clowns in it. You get it from the workers, I don't fuck around with it.
For sure.
Snapback, V-neck, cruise, plus a mic in it. Yellow and the purple, I'm sipping it and lighting it. Everything is uncut and raw, I ain't stretching it. If you think you're fucking with the ball, I ain't met you yet. I'm shaking these niggas off the board like the Etch-a-Sketch. I'll send you directly to the Lord with the techie text. That shit you on only gon' get you gone.
Yikes.
Got my sleeves rolled up, presidential on. Lemonhead, fuck the state and the feds.
Uh-huh.
Top five amongst those alive in the dead.
Come on, Show Cosmic Cam.
Working hard, nigga, I'm up late. Old software, you need a update. I'm thorough now.
Swiss V.
Yes, sir.
Show them what they're dealing with.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'ma put yeah. big dogs on the great ink. Hold your wrist when you squeeze. The slugs will stay straight. Uh-huh. Can I get a witness? Yeah. Swiss beats the monster. Jada Kiss, Mr. Big, big business. Nigga, this is our show. 22 master bedrooms in the crib. The garage like the car show.
Angry Bastard Radio. SD in the building. 6-4 in the building. LE's in the archives right now. And they taking a shower or some shit. Flesh to Death is in the archives right now. Last I checked with that name, I think he said he was robbing a banana boat. Some shit like that. Anyway, fellas, it was good, man.
I don't know. I know if they found this do-rag on the lap.
They found who's do-rag on his lap?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Not even important. It's not even important.
No, it's not. Hey, yo, Six.
Oh, just know they found his do-rag on his lap.
Oh, shit. All right. It is what it is. Hey, yo,
yeah.
Six.
He's in the Matrix, man. Mm-hmm.
That nigga's in the Matrix. What up, nigga?
Your girl's like.
Oh, yeah? That would make her a smut, right?
I mean, if she's fucking me, I guess it would make her that.
Okay. I should have, you know, I should have listened to this show. Maybe I would have saw the signs. By the way, Angry Bastard Radio, she's a smut or not Tuesdays.
Maybe I should have saw the signs.
I should have saw the signs, B.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, this new, when did you niggas start, you know, signing on to the Switchboard? Switchboard is the shit now.
I don't know. I ain't seen it yet.
It shows you the whole time. You can mute the person. You can listen to the person without unmuting them. That's
oh, yeah.
Hilarious. Yeah, it's got some shit. Of course, they also got the...
They're trying to dig in pockets. They better have stuff they game up.
Hell yeah.
Bring me out here, man.
Hell yeah. Now, today's show is about, we're pretty much going to be talking about all the signs that there is to find out if your chick is a smut or not and what to do if, you know what I mean, she falls into these categories, you know.
What to do if your chick is a slut?
Yeah. When you find out, like, say somebody's listening to the show today and we go over something that they're going through right now. Like, let me see off the top of the head. If your girl constantly always wants to go out, but they never invites you, and she stays long periods of the night until the point where when she comes back home, it's daylight, yeah. Somebody's digging in her cheeks.
Somebody's digging her cheeks. I guess so, man. Oh, I can't call it, man. I don't answer the one bitch, so.
Yeah. Well, that's always playing it safe.
I can't answer the one chick.
Oh, can't answer the one chick.
I can't explain my shit off to no chick.
Yeah, I feel you. How can you tell your girl is slutty and will do any guy that hits on her? That's funny. This dude, I had a couple of people hit us up on the email on the show. And this one dude, Daryl, from New York City, he says, my girlfriend cheated on me over spring break, but told me she doesn't want any other guy but me. She also is bi, so she makes sexual comments to guys and girls, even when I'm around.
Fuck it.
Additional details. I already broke up with her.
The thing that niggas got twisted is just because your chick is fucking with another chick or fucking with other chicks more than one, I don't mean she's still not a bucket. Like, it's because she ain't fucking niggas and she's dealing with chicks. I don't mean she's not a bucket still. Like, that still kind of makes her a bucket when you look at it in that sense.
Pretty much.
All right. It's just that's if you ask me.
And that's how they get it. That's how they go. Oh, well, I'm bisexual. Oh, yeah? So what, you like chicks, huh? And dudes. Yeah, well, you're not going to be my wife.
Yeah, it's how they catch you. They catch you like that. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring this chick home. So when they going out or whatever, and they, like, they going to this chick's house, you know, I think, like, well, they just menage me. So what's to stop them from menaging the next nigga, like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just if you ask me, you know. I could be wrong.
Nah, you speak 100% the truth. Anybody got any feelings towards that? Any insight towards that or anything? Hit us up at 914-338-1782. If you don't want your number on blast, you can just block your number. It is what it is. Don't be scared. Don't be shy. You know, this is Angry Bastard Radio Station. Let you speak your mind. Call up and let us know how you feel about that. Has your girlfriend or man ever cheated on you? And if he has, you know, what have you gone through? Do you feel as though, you know, it's okay, guys, that a woman is bisexual? Would you wife up a chick that likes chicks? I mean, because what my brother SD just said, that's some real shit. You banged out a double with your homegirl. I mean, sure, you and your homegirl came over to my crib. So how I know that when y'all tighten it out, y'all don't got some penis. I'm good.
Yeah, I don't know. It works out how it works out for the nigga that's getting played.
Yeah.
You don't condone in that, so we don't really worry about that. It's tough.
A lot of people say if you keep somebody, you know, too bottled up, it gets them the urge to cheat. That's all excuses.
I don't know.
You won't let me go anywhere. Yeah. I mean, honestly, if you have to put those limitations on your chick, you got to ask yourself, like, what are you even being with her?
Yeah.
You might as well get it popping with, you know, multiple chicks. That's what it is.
Damn, Pam had the big booty on mine. Damn.
I know. I saw that shit the other day.
Yeah, I'm just watching the shit now on MTV, too. And she just bent over. Niggas in the crowd was like, damn. I'm like, damn, too. That shit mad wild cake.
Mad wild cake.
Oh, yeah.
The thing about it is that...
Oh, damn. That shit wild cake.
That brother was about my head, goddammit.
What happened?
That brother was on a head. Cheeseburger? Cheeseburger, salad, and some mac and cheese.
Let's go, nigga. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm saying? And Heineken, of course, you know what I'm saying?
And the Heineken, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With the yak, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yak, not too much yak, just a little bit. And
about that Uptown Love chopped cheese sandwich, let's go.
And the Hens, y'all already know. The Hens, just a little taste of the Hens, so you know, that's like the candle on the cake, you know what I'm saying? So to speak. But what are you saying about Uptown sandwiches?
Uptown chopped cheese sandwich, you already.
Nigga said chopped cheese. What the fuck is that?
You ever had the chopped cheese sandwich? Oh, man, you wildin'.
Hold on, it's chopped cheese, like it's a cheese sandwich, Monica? Like, that's what you're telling me?
The chopped cheese sandwich, man. Chopped grilled cheese.
I don't know, I'm missing something. Is this supposed to be just a cheese sandwich? Like, you know, like the old school Wonder Bread, like that?
Old school Wonder Bread, man.
Alright. I don't know, fam. I just came from the VA and, man, there was some good food out there. What's that niggas know about Shoney's, man?
I don't really care about that. That's throwback
Shoney's.
Shit. That breakfast.
Yeah, and Captain D's, you know what I'm saying? That's the little...
You saw Captain D's out there?
I know you remember Captain D's.
Captain D goes.
From when we went up there to fix the grandma crib, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we was on, like, I don't know, we went to, like, some a couple people's houses, I don't even know, and then we was working, and there was... Were you there? It was mad mosquitoes. And we was working
mad mosquitoes, mad roaches, flying roaches, man. I forget it was. It was mad mosquitoes and flying roaches the size of bats.
Yo, retarded, dog.
Retarded. You're talking about getting bit up. Ridiculous.
Hell yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, desperate people there are out there in the world.
What up, angry bastard?
Yo, what's your view on a chick being bisexual and using that as an excuse? First of all, first and foremost, do you agree with it?
I don't
gotta
agree with it.
So would you deal with someone that's bisexual?
Without what?
Would you deal with a female that's bisexual?
I mean, yeah, there's mad ways of dealing. You know what I'm saying? They just gotta stay, you know, in their place.
Okay.
Follow?
Yeah. Because good brother SD was saying that, you know, if you came and brought your girl and got him popping with me, who's to say you ain't going out there getting it popping with somebody else?
Uh-huh.
Which is a very good point. And a lot of brothers out here, they're like, well, I don't give a shit. I mean, my girl, she likes women. So what? I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I thought it, though.
Yeah, like you're ignoring the fact that whether or not it's a female or male, she's still cheating. That's number one. Number two, you give her that much freedom, she's going to take it to the next level on your ass. So, it is what it is.
Let's go, Pam. Yeah, you hear Pammy. Pam cake.
My bitch, Pam cake, man.
Word.
Pam.
Word up. What up with the South Shore, Pam?
I'm chilling, modulating, okay, keeping it easy out here right now. Hello.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm ready.
You already snitched off.
Got a little 2-4 out here. I'm good, man. Chilling.
Mm-hmm.
All that's needed is a local neighborhood.
Your friendly neighborhood 2-4?
Bird out.
I mean, you did tell niggas you would see him at their local two post. So, you know, I guess it's just off of the course, you know what I'm saying?
Just on 2-4, I could fuck around and niggas got everything in that store. Right? Everything in that shit.
Well, we ain't seen A like.
Nigga want fried like, chicken at 3 in the morning. They got it, man. It's good.
Fried chicken at 3 in the morning?
They got it, man. It's good.
I know they're not ox, though.
What happened?
I know they're not ox, though.
You said they know they're not hot?
They're not ox.
Oh, nah, no, nah. Like, these niggas ain't no ox over here. I don't know.
No.
Nah, them niggas is ox across the street, though.
Oh, what, they got Jimbronis or something?
Yeah, them niggas is out across the street, but around the corner, them niggas is Puerto Rican or Mexican or some shit.
Wow.
Yeah, but I keep you letting me breathe across the street sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, it's
hard. I mean, tell the truth, I can't breathe sometimes, Aki.
Fresh to death in the building. What's good, nigga?
What happened, sir?
Huh?
Well, it's good, man. How y'all been?
Shit, man. Niggas just chillaxing, man.
Who that?
It's Fresh to Death. Nigga Freshy.
Oh, what up, Fresh Dizzle?
Fresh Dizzle? Who's that?
I save all the pop fizzle, man.
Yeah.
We got 6-4, we got SD in the building. LE's in the Matrix right now.
Freeze over, like, please.
Hey, yo, quick question since you're here. You know, niggas just got done talking about this. First and foremost, would you wife up a chick that's bisexual?
Wife her up? Nah.
Yeah.
Hold on, wait, when did it go to that? I thought it was just dealing.
No, because if you're dealing, then, I mean, it's not really a question if you're dealing.
When did it
always been that? I asked you that question earlier.
Mama Payne, let's go, Mama Payne.
Yeah,
but,
you see.
But go across that bitch's face tight.
Nah, that'd be hot, man. Nah, that'd be too much in the way.
And what's your, explain? As far as being in the world.
I mean, you can't really wife up a bisexual. You got to think, if she chasing after one bitch, she probably want more than... I mean, it could be good, but it could be bad at the same time, because now you got to think, you ain't got just one menopause to deal with, now you got two menopause to deal with, now you got two bitches jumping down your throat. I mean, that could be tough.
Yeah,
but then again,
that's a good point.
But you could also be jumping down two bitches' throat also.
That, see, I'm feeling that. That's, you know, I put that along on the pro side, but then look at your car.
Every nigga can't manip that, though.
Yeah.
Every, you know what I'm saying? So it ends up being what Fresh said. Every motherfucker wants it to be what S said, but it ends up being what Fresh said. Because they don't
have
to
get me. That's true.
Hey, what if one pussy mad? Now maybe two pussy gonna be mad and you ain't getting shit.
Third pussy,
squash all that. I mean she likes girls, that's cool, but the whole my girlfriend got a girlfriend, I ain't really much with that shit.
Yeah, too much estrogen.
You know, too much drama, just for what? I take one, I call my loss. And then I just take a friend the next day, whatever works.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we can have a schedule. If we can have a schedule down pat, like which one I deal with on certain days, I'll be screwed.
So what do you do with your girl now, you know, the girl that you've been with for, you know, many years, comes to you and says, you know what, I think I want to have sex with another female.
I'm saying, I'm with it, call it. If not, then fuck it. Then at least let a nigga watch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Now, you know what?
That's a free show.
I don't even want to be around.
Right,
have to have that moment.
If a dime gets sold in this park, I want in.
that funny. Everybody started. It's my turn.
Can't sell anything in here. Got fat while I was away.
Yeah, you did. They did.
I can't. That should be hot, though.
What?
That'd be kind of, to have shit, two girls like that, though. Because when your days are going good, bitch, you got
overrated. It's overrated if the bitches don't know what they're doing. Put it like that.
Oh, yeah. That's all day. All day. But then again, it's hard enough for one nigga to find one, bro, let alone two.
Yeah. That's like down and you know what I'm saying? You can erase all of the bullshit. That's hard. That's not hard. Like I said, some guys have the faculty. Even some women have the faculties, you know what I'm saying? But I guess it depends on the risk versus the reward.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? But you willing to give up for that?
Exactly.
I'm not giving them a goddamn thing. Yeah.
I'm just trying to have my kids play on their chin. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Yo,
that's been your angle forever. Like, what's past that? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, what's past that? There's nothing really past that.
Or better yet, not what's past that. Pardon me. What's after that?
You mean what's after that? Some fucking Kush is getting
moved. You know what I mean?
Some Kush is getting moved.
You're a fool. Yeah,
I'm going home.
What I'm basically saying is, like, that's something that you can move into the future with?
Oh, hell no.
So,
that's
my question.
It's a fling thing. Put it like that.
Oh, forever?
A fling forever?
Yeah.
Until I find something better.
Yeah, I dig it.
Something more realer, you know what I mean? I'm still young, man. Like, I can still, you know, get away with certain shit.
Amen to that, man.
Good story.
I ain't hit 30 yet. That was some good iced tea. Tell you that.
Yo, funny true story. No, I'm out shooting pool right now, and I just ran into one of these old brothers I used to fuck with, but she with another nigga. But it's funny, though. I'm standing dead right in, you know, in the middle of the doorway. I should go and look around and look the other way as soon as she gets to the door when she up there with the nigga.
Cuz, you already know what that is. I don't want no problem.
At all. Like, yo, that shit is just funny. Like, I ain't here for no problems. I mean, it was cool to see Shorty. I ain't seen Shorty in like 3 years, 3-4 years. But she gonna turn the whole other way, like breaking the neck to try to find something, just so she can look the other way. I mean, you gotta go that far.
I'm already told to calm down, Shorty. You can't have a baby out your mouth.
Oh, man.
Now, my question is, is she ashamed of this nigga? Or is she just trying to stir up no kind of drama whatsoever?
Nah, she just saw something better, and she's mad that she's not with it. That's pretty much what it is.
Or maybe it's not even that deep.
Maybe not. I don't know. That's funny as hell, though. She looks hard as hell the other way, though.
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
You
already know what you're looking at, though. You already know what it is with that.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like the funny movements are going to come regardless of whatever.
That's what a bitch is, though.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious when you just walk in and the chick breaks in.
You definitely have to raise an eyebrow every once in a while.
Yeah. If it makes you think.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Do you guys find it disrespectful if a chick is in your car and a dude pulls up, rim system blurring, and she's constantly breaking her neck looking at his shit while you...
Why, bitch, go get in the car.
Come on,
Why are you going to ask niggas a question you already have the answer to?
Hey, come on. Hey, everybody's different. No one has to answer this. I don't give a shit.
Nah, wait, who getting that bitch's car?
Yo, that's some Cat Williams shit right there. How you gonna hate on another what? Nigga shit right there?
Okay, it's not even about that. It's not even about that. It's like, yo, you in that position. Like how does it make you feel?
I'm like,
hey,
come
that's
on,
the
you
real,
man. I'm saying, like,
that's how you feel. Sure, you gonna get that
in your car. And that's your caliber. Like, you hanging out with someone that caliber. You know what I'm saying?
Like. If it's that serious, go get in that nigga's car.
Word up,
nigga. Oh, hold on. Light about to change. Hold on, the light about to change. You pull off, I pulled up too.
Exactly. I mean, there's no need for all of that, because then you show you're like, you know, like Nick Cat Williams said, you got the son got the Phantom, and you got the Chrysler, whatever this 300. Like, mm-hmm. Why you gonna make yourself look corny?
What's the difference?
Go ahead, Ma.
Go ahead, Ma.
Yeah, and it's not even that. It's not even on the radar.
Yo, speaking of radar, guess what I found on the radar?
What's that?
Oh.
Cuba.
Ah, oh, shit.
Is that right?
Wow.
Is
oh,
that
my...
right?
Yo, I'm talking years later, bro.
Oh, man. That doesn't sound too good.
Years later. The whole time she's been ducking out here in Florida.
Oh, wow.
She's wild.
Yeah.
What happened,
that's
her
cousin, right?
What happened, though? She's washed up. What's popping?
Nah, that's, I think that's her, his aunt. That's your aunt, right?
From day one, actually.
Yeah. Where's she out in West Palm?
Nah, she over on the west coast of Florida, over by like Fort Myers and like Tampa-like area.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Tampa? Yeah, she got the whole little Brady Bunch thing going on right now.
The Brady Bunch. I mean, hey, she's Spanish, you know? No offense, everybody, but, you know.
The hell is that, man? What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Hey, buddy,
like,
nigga, you talk about Spanish, man.
Hey, Brian, were you? You said, what's that supposed to mean, nigga?
Yeah, what's that supposed to mean? Like, we be dropping babies? Like, shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
The Mexican. What you talking about?
Spanish women are like Gizmo. Or whatever
whoever said Mexican, I give them that, because Mexicans do be dropping some motherfucking babies now.
Well, yeah, Mexican niggas give it up, dog.
Yo, them niggas know how to put them seeds in. I don't know what they doing, but they doing it.
They're going in at a rapid rate. That's what it is.
They're early and rapid. Yeah, niggas, they trying to take over, and they are. They going to.
Yo, they taking all the fat white girls. Yo, it's funny though. Real shit though. Here in South Florida, all the big white girls are either with the real, real dark Haitians. Oh, Mexican guala looking
well. A lot of fat bitches in Florida, man. I'm very disappointed with Florida. It's a lot of A lot of fat bitches in Florida. I'm very disappointed with Florida.
I ain't been to Florida in a minute.
That shit is not a good look.
Not right now.
Why you say that?
That shit ain't no good. Florida sitting around. Chill with a room full of fat bitches. Like, come on, girl. I really want to sit in a room full of fat chicks, a club full of fat chicks. I mean, like,
it's in the heat. Well, cool. I mean, I was always told big girls is for the wintertime, so Florida is definitely not the, you know, the season that the state for it.
The fat chicks, you know, I don't have. Have my
shit. It's been like Antarctica. Or something.
Oh, they didn't win me. Yeah, Martin is wild. He stayed wild with old Geraldine.
Old Geraldine. How do you know if your girl's a slut or not? One guy, he said all you gotta do is take her to the bar or the club and get her drunk and leave her there.
What?
Who gets these drunk?
And watch her. He said, watch her from a distance to see what she does.
Who? Watch it
from
a distance.
Yeah,
some
that was
shit.
Great.
Like, that's some bird shit. Like, come on. So that's a bird nerd move.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Shit, if you got to be watching your female like that regardless, come on now, man. You ain't doing nothing right.
It's not even worth
exactly.
It. It's not worth it.
Nah, it's not. It's really not.
I can watch it drunk and then go play the undercut just to watch it. It's not worth it.
Hell, nah, I ain't finna waste my buzz on you.
Damn. I'm worth it. I'm a skinny dip with the next bitch or something. Man. Mm-hmm.
That's
pretty much.
It's really
that
good.
Always works. I can't get caught up, man.
Yeah.
Now ain't that.
One off. Just to take out the bar, you know, if she jumped out the dudes.
Now watch out for these chicks. They be trying to get you moved to the woods and shit with you. You know what I mean? You ain't with it. Not even a little.
It seems like a lot of people are saying get a girl drunk and leave her around a bunch of dudes. But
the niggas is lame. He was lame.
For real.
Yeah.
You really gotta go that far with your bro?
Just to stand on some eye-spire
shit.
And then,
yo, I be really laughing at the ones that really fuck it up. Like, you gonna bring your drunk bitch to a bar, get her all drunked up for another nigga? Like, I'm gonna send you a Hallmark card or something saying thank you, because I'm gonna take all your girls if that's what niggas up to now.
And then gonna walk over and get mad at the nigga because he's trying to holler at a bitch.
Yeah! That shit is real Purdue, nigga. Like,
yo, as soon as you even get close to order a drink, niggas be already be trying to hold their hand and shit, trying to grab onto them like niggas about to take you and shit.
Yeah, I don't understand because I see a lot of chicks in the club with their dudes. And it's like they want to go out and dance, but it's like, what did y'all come here for? Y'all came here to drink, and your man is ice grilling niggas, and your shorty's just standing there with the smack me.
Hey, yo,
like,
hold on
nigga,
for a second, though. Yo, hey, yo, Martin is going there right now.
Nigga, stop some of pain doing backflips out here.
Holy shit.
Hey, wait, brother's about to come on. Let's go.
You said the Marlins going in right now?
Yeah, MTV.
Martin.
Too.
Nah, not Marlins.
I think Marlins. I was like, damn, man, we was getting our ass whooped last time I seen.
We don't do baseball, G. That's for the Puerto Ricans, my nigga.
Yeah, up in New York, that's all it's about. Puerto Ricans took over baseball up there, huh?
All right, y'all mm-hmm. niggas have that. Niggas like A-Roid and all the niggas.
A-Roid.
Yeah. I can have that.
Hey, now, I admit that, though. Them damn Spanish people, they took over baseball.
Yeah, them niggas infected baseball with performance enhancement drugs, man. All you Puerto Rican niggas came in the game fucking it up.
Whoa. Who's all y'all Puerto Rican?
Yo. Manny Ramirez.
Oh, I forgot.
That's all
them niggas. This nigga is Cubano.
Keep going. Like, all these Puerto Ricans that came in the game, all those Jose Canseco. Must I keep going, though? Like,
hey, that
nigga
was like... Yeah, do they have any Cuban baseball players?
Jose Canseco, nigga.
Not famous.
He was. I don't know if there's any now, but there was. That nigga was a Cuban.
Yo, the Cubans' first baseball team actually started in New York. They were called the New York Cubans. Until Puerto Rico came over, and Puerto Rico just kind of took over. And then DR
came out here with those performance enhancement drugs, I know.
Yeah, and then the Dominicans just took over. They just said, fuck everybody, we're just going to take over the whole sport.
Pedro Martinez, he was using them shits too. Oh, I'm all fucking all right. Latins.
That shit is funny. Commercial where the BK Minis and like, they steal the Minis in the office, that shit is mad fucking funny.
Foolish.
Yeah, this one dude said a good way to check is to look into the underpants of the female species. If a pussy is located, then you have a 1 in 20 chance of it not being a slut.
What?
If a pussy is located?
So the pussy is located. You have a 1 in 20 chance of it not being a slut.
Hold on. He said if the pussy is located.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And in other words, what he's saying is all women are cheaters. All women are sluts.
So what, is he having a hard time finding a pussy or something? I don't understand this locating pussy shit.
I just don't understand it that way. Like, it just doesn't make sense being said
no,
that. If you know, dickheads are dickheads.
One guy says, all women are sluts. It's just to what varying degree.
All women are sluts.
So basically, there's a 95% chance a girl is a slut.
I mean, would that, hold on, would that include your mom?
I have to text him back and see if that would include his mom.
You already said, though. That's why, you know, what they're saying. It don't even make sense, though.
Nah, I'm reading out what people text me through the show. I asked this question earlier on Facebook, and this is all the answer.
They said, does that include your mom?
Yeah. but had that been me, then I would have to be including my mom. I mean, give or take. But
that's
it wasn't me
you
that
said
said
before,
it,
though. Now you're saying something
cute,
different.
Though. Well, it wasn't me that put it. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, nigga.
All right. Nah, I feel you. I'm just, my bad. I was behind the pitch because I didn't hear you say that you was reading shit that you got texted to you or whatever.
I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah.
WVEP.
Word. Sausage maker.
You said text.
My girlfriend is a whore. Wow.
Your girl's a whore. That's what someone texts you. That nigga is fucking.
Yeah.
That could be anybody, right?
Yeah.
Who that text?
I can definitely be his mom's.
Who that Ace Money texting?
Nah,
girl's a whore.
But that's something that actually Ace feels as though every girl's a whore, even his mom.
I don't trust none of these bitches. I don't even trust my mother.
I'm done with him.
Fucking clown.
Yeah, I mean that's my son, but it's all
that doesn't really
make sense though.
Done with him. Some nigga go stand in a corner with his bike chain wallet.
Mm-hmm. Bike chain wallet.
Let's shed a little swoop around.
Done with him, man. Done with these niggas. This nigga got on a bus with a motherfucking bike chain with a Wolverine doll hanging from it. I'm like, slap yourself when you need the house.
And slap yourself.
Yeah, it's wild. Men is acting like fucking females nowadays. Like,
word.
I mean, it's always been like that, but like that shit is increasing by the day. Like, it's so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, them.
Men acting more feminine than the fucking women are.
Yo, true story. I went to Lil Wayne concert last week. I won tickets off the radio. The whole time I was there.
Wow.
Four to five fights broke out.
Wow.
Now it was equally girls and guys, but it's funny how all the dudes fights, they all got broken up. Nobody really swung no hands, nobody really got hit, nothing. But all the girl fights, them shits went down. Like it was motherfucking Muhammad Ali and Frazier going at it. Yo.
I tell you, a bunch of pussy niggas that just, they want to show off in front of the chicks, I guess.
Yeah,
well, in front of
you really
want to
fight,
you
fight
rapping.
And get away. You knock a nigga out, that's it, and walk away. But
nah, these bitches is on some other shit, like, we're going to sit here and duke it out until a motherfucking gets us.
That shit is foolish and overrated, man. Say that shit for some other bird.
Some other bird. Birdo.
Niggas be making themselves okay. Get money, man. Niggas start hit fire. Get money. What the fuck you doing?
This dude, he needs advice. He says, this is the guy that says, my girlfriend is a whore with a question mark. He put, okay, I met my girlfriend on her 19th birthday.
Hold on.
Now, just
so I know.
Just the way he started off talking like he said, my girl's a whore.
Yeah. You said question mark, right?
Yeah, there's a question mark at the end. My girlfriend
is a whore.
Okay.
Oh, so he's asking if his girl's a whore?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you
have to ask that question, it's... Ask it,
all motherfuckers.
If you gotta ask if your girl's a whore, she's a whore, dog. I'm sorry, but it's true facts. If you gotta ask if your girl's a whore, if you gotta ask a bunch of men if your girl's a whore, your girl's a whore.
A bunch of men.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I'm almost afraid to see a picture of the bitch if it's like that.
Girl's a whore.
Your girl's a whore.
How do you ask another grown man that?
Let alone four grown men. Yeah, come on, you wanna actually, what you think? I'm gonna tell you, nah, your girl's not a whore. Like, I'm gonna tell you, your girl's a whore. Like, what the fuck? I'm gonna tell you, your girl's a whore.
Yo, you gotta hear this shit. This nigga says, okay, I met my girlfriend on her 19th birthday. From the time she started college until the time she met me, there was an 8-month span. In that 8 months, she claims to have slept with 9 guys. To me, that's a lot of damn guys in 8 months, period. She claims to have been depressed because she was so far away from home and she wanted to fit in, etc. Anyway, I've been with more people than her overall. Not by much, but still more people. But I'm 4 years older than her. Word of averaging more than one guy per month.
Did you say this nigga's like 41?
College. Huh?
You said this nigga's 20 years older than her?
No. 4 years older.
Oh.
Also, she tells me that this one guy was amazing in bed, but claims that I am better.
She told that nigga that the one dude was amazing in bed, God?
Yeah, but claims that I am better.
Wow.
Yeah, the I am better is to make you feel better about yourself.
No, there's no feeling better.
After you have amazing in bed.
Talking about whoring with the next nigga,
but still talking about whoring with you. She's whoring with more than just you two niggas.
Oh, yeah. And that 9 times that shit by 2 at least. In the 8-month great period, that bitch really counted 9 guys. That was when she was sober. Now imagine she was fucked up.
Forget about it.
Let's keep it on thing. A lot of niggas girls be homeless more than not. I'm saying.
Very much.
It's sad to say, but it's very, very true. I'm saying, and. I don't know, man. We feel sorry for them niggas, though, right? Niggas be treating the whore right, and, you know, she's still whoring. Grinding around town while you at home motherfucking making macaroni and cheese and motherfucking fish sandwiches and shit. So it's not good. And she out there going to work on the next man. Shit ain't even cool, but you know. That's life, dog. That's life.
He just gave son a dragon punch and knocked him out.
Yeah. He's checking his pockets and shit. Look at this nigga.
He's saying run in his pockets.
Run his pockets.
getting his mother money back. Okay.
This nigga's stupid. MTV 2 be the shit at like 10 o'clock, dog.
Yeah, but now it's time to switch the family guy.
Nah, I think I'm going Wayne's Brother. I might stay right here.
Wayne's Brother? I don't know about that. I might have to take it to 32 real quick. Yeah.
Yo, what's right a lot of, what's considered a lot of guys for women? For women, as far as sexual wise, but if a chick said, "I slept with this many guys,"
it doesn't matter.
What rate
actually?
Would you say, "Yo, wow, you're really a slut"?
It doesn't matter if she's sleeping with more than just you. She said, "I slut," nigga. Like, what's
exactly.
The fuck? Right.
You couldn't said it any better.
Right. She's sleeping with more than just you. She's a bucket. Like.
Yep.
The more dudes she tells you, the more of a bucket she is. That's all it really is.
And the worse it sounds. You know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy. This nigga DC got a fucking Ninja Turtle green suit on. I don't know, man. I should have discussed him. So I'll let the birds deal with that, huh? Damn, I'm on control. What the fuck? Is my remote out this motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Shit wrapped up in the
Family Guy.
She's in the fucking Matrix.
Yeah, it doesn't really
matter.
It doesn't really matter. What number it is. It's
your girl a slut?
First of all, whatever number you get, you're going to multiply by 2 off the bat. That's what you got to do. You got to multiply
exactly.
By 2.
Exactly.
Right? So if she says 1,
that's being nice, by multiplying by 2.
Exactly.
Now, in all reality, who only God knows.
Yeah, who knows? Not that it matters at the end of the day.
Okay, now what if a girl
tells
you, I have a guy mentality, I have a guy mentality, I'm 25, and I had sex with 52 guys.
I'm not fucking her. Well, hey, that's good pussy right there. Like, is that good pussy? After she done slept with 52 niggas, is that really good pussy? Like, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Nah, it doesn't sound like good pussy. But,
that shit doing a hand clap like Sean Paul, that shit don't sound right to me, God.
I mean, you said you got the hand clap like Sean Paul?
Yeah, man, that shit don't sound right to me.
What about you, L.E.? If a girl tells you she had sex with 52 guys, how would you react to that?
Going to her butt.
I would say, only 52? That's it? Oh, yeah.
I want you in triple digits.
Word. Yeah, I'm done with you. He got some sympathy for the problem with, you know, double digit numbers.
He's going in her butt.
Mm-hmm. This nigga's going in her butt.
He's going in her butt.
Now, what if she got donut asshole?
Oh, man, she rocking the brown flag. That ain't no good.
And even it's worthless. It's worthless to even deal with. Like, her mouth has been ran through, like.
The brown flag.
Like, butt's been ran through. Pussy's been ran through, right?
Oh, man.
What are you saying?
Nigga said the brown flag. Rocking the brown flag.
The question is, how many chicks have you slept with? That's the question.
How many chicks
are rocking?
Why
is that
the question?
No, pause, no more, all that. But I'm just saying, like, think about how many chicks you slept with.
You really count?
Or what?
And it's what is that? Really? That's what I'm saying,
you know,
right? I don't sit there and just one day be like, oh, shit, I slept with, like, fucking 20, 30 bitches. Like, I don't even compute, son.
I think I'm over 50, dog.
All right, that shit don't even compute.
Right. I'm under 25. I'm like 25.
Yeah, he's a whore. Yeah, nah. Four. Yeah, I'm around probably 50.
Okay. I'm over 50. Niggas is whore.
It's like, niggas
is whore.
I ain't mad at
that. But there's really the struggle that you forget about, too. You always forget about some people. I remembered, like, two girls the other day. I was like, oh. It was crazy. I went to, when I went to Georgia, I was like this. Wow, I remember, damn. Georgia, I did my numbers in Georgia, too. Yeah,
Georgia got some friends, man.
First weekend in Georgia, I bagged two chicks.
Shout out to the white women in Georgia. Oh, yeah, how was that, man?
White women in Georgia.
Yo, was she fat? Because I saw that picture. Was she fat?
She wasn't. Listen.
She was fat, nigga. Don't lie.
Stop. Whoa.
She was fat, nigga.
I'm going to read the numbers on it. She was about 5'4", about 150.
How many rolls she had on her fucking stomach, nigga?
No, she didn't have any rolls on her stomach.
How many fucking marks of stretch she had on her side of her fucking... Give up the information, nigga. I know that bitch had some stretch marks on the side of her titties.
Nah, she was actually all right. They were a little small, but, you know.
Alright, how many dimples she had on her body, nigga? Like 250.
You know what? Maybe like one.
Dimple butt. One dimple on her butt.
Yeah, it wasn't. She actually is not that bad, though. She's not that bad.
Man, a dimple is a crater, bitch.
What's her cup size?
Mm-hmm. D all day. D all day.
A D?
Double D. Oh, boy. Your breasts are small.
She got a B cup. She got a fucking Brian Griffin cup.
Yeah,
no good. I ain't trying to feel like I'm kissing a little Earl or no shit like that. Look at this
sensitive ass nigga.
Hold on. I gotta interrupt real quick. Sensitive ass nigga.
Who's
sensitive
hey,
about her? I'm gonna put in the sensitive ass voice too, because he's a lame-o for this. Hey man, what gives you the right to call a woman a whore? Get your head screwed on right here. She was honest. Get over yourself. What do you want her to do? Lie? Would you be happy if she lied?
But he said she was honest.
What, he said she was honest.
Hold on.
He said, come on, man. Drop the double standards. Even if she has slept with 500 guys, she is still who she is. Jeez. I get so pissed off by this kind of rubbish.
Honest whore, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Shut your mouth, you fag. You don't
like really whining and crying about it?
Yeah. I miss whore, nigga. Like, all you trying to do is get some cool points so all the girls will vote on him, I guess, or whatever. I don't know.
Listen, a lot of people in this world wouldn't be born if they weren't for us, all right?
Listen, man.
There would only be about 10 people on earth if it wasn't for us.
Sorry, man. There's just whores in the world, dog. Like, get over it. There's whores in the world.
And your girl just happens to be one of them.
And your mother.
Oh, God.
Right.
And your aunt.
Oh, God.
He's reckless. He goes in on anybody.
He's a monster.
Your aunt look like the triangle bird from Angry Birds.
Oh, God. That yellow bird.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Doesn't your arm look like Squeaky from Happy Days?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this nigga spit food all over the place and shit.
Y'all
went on his way right now. This chick just popped up with a chick hanging out.
That nigga's spitting all over
Trying to spit in that food over
the
sunset.
How do you spit a whole park on his face?
That nigga spit
a whole slab of pork on his face.
Mm-hmm.
A whole slab of pork.
This is
fucking show is stupid, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the difference between a whore and a slut, someone said?
A whore. There's no difference. We arguing semantics, though. There's no difference.
Yeah, you are.
There is a difference.
I think that the whore might make money from.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Exactly.
I think a whore makes money. A slut just goes around fucking Earl and his
friends.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Earl and the whole gang, the whole B Block gang.
B Block gang, boss of the boss. Contract killer, what you got, gang?
Like the handicap symbol, man.
He got range. Nigga said his chin looked like balls. Should we cover that up too? Stupid.
Oh, you got a type in show? Let me find out. They got a little event. So people are listening to us right now?
You said people are listening to us. Oh, nigga just started giving... Yeah, this ain't a business.
Yeah, I was about to say he should punch the shit out of this kid.
How many listeners do you have?
Yeah, we punching the shit out of him.
Okay, that nigga that business, look. That nigga's finished.
He violated something.
Yo, how many listeners do you have?
You know, y'all talk to that man. I'm like some shit in touch. Some shit from World Star.
Yo, Raheem.
Wow.
Raheem.
I'm pretty sure.
Raheem.
Wow.
Raheem.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
You hear it.
Yo, Raheem. R-A-A-H-I-I.
If you notice that, brother, we're experiencing technical difficulties on Ibrahim Carter's, Ibrahim Carter's line.
These things are stupid. Wow. Just leave my name out of it.
The brother, straight up. I ain't got shit to do with none of that shit.
I ain't
we're experiencing technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. But I have nothing to do with it.
Absolutely nothing. Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Is you muted that nigga some shit?
Mm-hmm. Fuck it.
Yo, top ten ways to find out if your girl is a slore.
So what are you
going to
the gym? You Google this
never
shit?
Lose
like,
weight.
Yeah.
What do you find? I Googled these top tens right here.
Wow.
She's always going to the gym, never losing weight. Pretty much, if your girl is, they say the gym is a perfect alibi for a stinky behavior slut. Gives your girl
to
be outside of the house, the carrier change of clothes, and get hot and sweaty. Oh, wow. Also, she is less likely to raise suspicion when she returns home to get a fresh shower. And guys don't question this type of behavior because they think that the girl is at the gym. That shit is actually pretty, y'all better watch out. If your girl ain't losing no weight, if she don't smell like old gym,
smell like old bus seats.
Smell like an old park bench. If she works at night time, if your girl works at night and is vague about what she does or won't let you visit or call her, then she's probably up to something. If she returns home in the middle of the night and smells like fresh flowers, and then she's probably not working in a bar or restaurant. She's most likely working the street.
Swing them on coming back to back to fucking TV and shit.
Don't think it doesn't happen. In an article on Hipster Hookers on Radar Magazine, one prostitute confessed that she has a long-term boyfriend who thinks she's an event planner and is clueless that she's a professional tramp. She admits, I feel guilty sometimes when I come home and he's asleep, and I'm still wired from my night. but I always climb into bed next to him and try to fall asleep. When he wakes up, yeah, when he wakes up, he likes to touch me and make love. And that's when it hits me.
But that
if your girl
like
that
box,
night,
wow.
Plan on invisible. Yeah, it's disgusting, dude. Like, how can you do that? And that brings me to the point of strippers.
Oh, I heard motherfucking Nicki Minaj's titty popped out. It was really good.
I actually saw, I went to the strip club the other day, and I asked his bro, I said, yo, why don't you get your number? And his bro had the nerve to say, oh, I have a boyfriend at home. Really?
Oh, man. Please.
We have a stripper that has morals. Okay. You have morals.
It's all in the game.
You can shake your ass for cash. You can give me a private dance, but I can't get your number because you have a man.
I have to be out here now.
Damn, son, 10 minutes. Goddamn.
That bitch was
boring. Send that. Nigga says,
send
that.
Hey, yo, E.
Hey,
hold on. You just seen the
got 300 listeners,
David.
You have 300 listeners? That's a perfectly round number. Now, if you said something like 282, I might believe you. But you can't tell me you have 300. That shit is too perfectly round.
I mean, look, nigga, you got an Apple. All you got to do is go to the site and click on listen. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this shit up. Come by.
They got an app for that shit, though?
Huh? No, I'm talking about an Apple computer. Come by.
And that was hate, too. That was hate.
Come on, Eileen.
Hold on, don't you have... Who has control of the show right now? I'm about to take control of the show.
Where do I go to see these numbers, man? Fuck is going on out there?
Go to
blogtalkradio.com/...
AB_radio.
AB_radio.
Listen, ladies, if any ladies are listening,
hold on.
I want to see some pictures.
Hey,
email me.
From my clicking on the
on-air
shit.
Yeah. All right. He don't even know. Whatever somebody says, yeah. But if someone said, yes,
click on the show, yes. All right, so what the fuck? I click on the show.
He don't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't.
Matter of fact, you know what? There we go.
What?
Yeah, I'm down with him.
Nah, because you got to schedule the show, and then it shows you the archives and all that shit.
Oh, my God.
So you can't see how many people are listening? If you're listening, call up the show right now, 904-668-9235.
What's the number? This guy's talking about.
1-888-1782-1012-423.
The fuck? Oh, my God.
Call up the show.
914-338-1782, you stuttering bastard. Rule number 8, smoke. There is an old saying about girls who smoke. If she smokes, she pokes. It is common knowledge among men that women who smoke are easier. Is that really true?
It is true, actually.
That is true.
It is.
Wait a minute. What does that mean? Like, how is she easier if she smokes?
She develops mentally.
She likes.
Wow, that's the first I've heard of that shit.
She likes holding things in her hand. She likes sucking on things. Pause. No homo.
Well, it says, as the Urban Dictionary nicely puts it, if a girl smokes a pack of cigarettes, that means she's simulating the act of sucking 20 little white dicks every day. Yo, science also proves that women who smoke are slutty by the Center of Disease Control and Prevention found that those females who were current smokers or former smokers were significantly more likely to have engaged in sexual intercourse than youth. Had never.
You want to hear some funny shit? This is,
if your girlfriend's smoking a pack of Pall Malls or Pall Malls, whatever, a day, chances are she's gotten around. Go ahead.
This shit is funny.
Oh, shit.
This shit is kind of funny. This says some shit about how to tell your girlfriend is cheating on you. I guess this is like 5 ways to tell. One of them, it says, avoid eye contact when asked what she did last night. Another one says, skin clumps under fingernails. Another one says, sudden change in kissing style. This might be the funniest one right here. How Bruv smells like Tyler Williams' dick. Whoever the fuck Tyler Williams is. And the fifth one, it says, you suddenly don't feel bad about cheating on her. That's kind of... I like that fifth one right there.
Yeah, that fifth one is...
Fifth one is kind of real. Yo, her nigga just started fucking Meg up.
Hell, you see she threw up on the floor.
She threw up on the floor and shit. Fuck, this show is stupid. That shit is crazy. It said that bitch's upper lip smell like man pubes.
Smell like man pubes.
Alright, that's so crazy. Let me see this shit. Hold on, that nigga, this shit looks like this might be funny. It says, what's this here? Ways to turn your girlfriend into a slut without making her feel slutty.
Wow.
I swear to you, dude. I'm about to use some of these shits. Hold on.
Dude, I'm gonna have to use some. Send some of that shit to my email, man.
Yo,
let me see this shit. Watch porn together. Let's put this as number one for a reason. I've gotten a freak, yeah. After watching porn, my woman, any other time, there's something about a female seeing another female, take two up front, two out.
This is stupid, God.
Take her out to a nice place for once.
For once?
Where? Compliment her every once in a while. Pretend to like her family. If she got kids, buy them shit. Wow.
Oh yeah, that's how you turn her into a slut without her knowing.
That's what it is.
That sounds more like a relationship.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what it says here, though. That, I don't like that one, but that shit was funny though. How to turn your girl into a slut without making her feel slutty.
Yeah, man, that shit had me, man. If a girl smokes a pack of cigarettes, that means she's assimilating the act of sucking 20 little white dicks every day. See, now I'm gonna go to my job tomorrow, and I'm going to just look for chicks smoking. Like, okay. Yeah, she's a freak. She's smoking Newports back to back.
How would you feel knowing your girlfriend was a huge slut before you got with her? Nigga said, I'm asking this just out of curiosity. I have a younger sister, 19, who is a really big slut. By the time she was done with high school, in 09. She has slept with about 10 guys already. But at the start of her senior year, this guy in her class asked her out, and she said, yeah, she took his virginity and fell in love, and he fell in love with her from the start, and is always spending every dollar he has on her. And my sister is a huge gold digger. She stayed with him for that reason only, even though he doesn't know and she hasn't said anything like that. I just know that that's the reason, because I know that's the kind of person she is. Now me and my sister went to the same school in Columbia Apartment School in high school. Yo, this bitch is a bucket. That's too much shit. Niggas is like, damn, son, I feel for you. Niggas said, get her checked for STDs, HIVs, AIDs, CIABs. Niggas just started going in. Man, shit here. If your girlfriend's a whore, blame her parents.
I don't know what
you're
talking
around
about.
Here, like, you're like,
hey, you the one with the Bob Marley shirt on. And you supposed to be a principal and shit.
You know what? Whatever.
Yeah. Smoking blunts, that's something good to teach. Huh? Yeah.
If your girlfriend's a whore, blame her parents.
Uh-huh. Nah, man.
Her parents.
You with me, she ain't gonna fuck.
I'm a slut test. Oh, wow.
You shot good, man.
It says a girl, she won't reveal her numbers of partners. At some point in a relationship, you will have that intimate talk where you admit the number of times with partners. Girls usually start these types of conversations because
they love to know everything. Remember when the two blonde girls took me to Miami to the New Beach?
Yeah. Initiate this conversation with your girlfriend and be prepared to be shocked. Trampy girls go out of their way not to answer this question. They will use every trick in the book to get out of this awkward situation. They will change the subject, bribe you with sexual favors, or ask you to answer first so she can answer with a number that's less than yours. This is a big warning sign. According to a nationwide study by the CDC, the median number of male sexual partners for American women is 4. Only 9% of women aged 20 to 59 report sleeping with more than 15 dudes. So according to these statistics, if your lady's number is over 15, she's officially a member of the exclusive hoe club.
Whore club.
Now, these surveys are generally useless, as we all know, both sexes lie. Men exaggerate their number by doubling it, and women half theirs. Keep this in mind when you're having that conversation.
What conversation?
Exactly. She has a tramp stamp. I didn't realize a chick is a whore bag if she has a tramp stamp.
That lower back tat.
Yeah. And she got the picture of a tramp stamp that says Lucky right above her thong. It says tramp stamps are a way for women to advertise their skankiness. These tattoos located on the lower back were first seen on exotic dancers, but are now more common on women everywhere. A study by the Department of Psychology, University College London, showed that tattooed women were rated as less physically attractive, more sexually promiscuous, and heavier drinkers than untatted women. Dudes know that when they see a tramp stamp, it's on. The more angels, butterflies, hearts, dolphins, fairies, unicorns, or flowers the tramp stamp contains, the higher the odds she's a slut.
Oh, my God.
If it contains all of the above, then you're in trouble.
Wow.
I'm looking for a chick that smokes
and has a tramp stamp of a dolphin on her calf.
Bitch got a picture of a dick and balls on her neck with skeet on her cheek. Swear to God, no lie.
Are you serious?
Dead ass serious.
Caller, you're on the air. You're this is I'm GQ. We got 6'4" Fresh SD LE. And the conversation is, how do you know if your girl or man is a slut or a smut? Hello.
More men than women recognize
me. Am I the caller?
Yes, you are.
Who's listening?
Everybody in the world, probably.
You have to, like, pet me on this.
Cut you?
You have to pet me on this.
Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Well, this is Angry Bastard Radio. This is a radio show on Block Talk Radio, internet radio, and everybody that's on the phone now is a host on Angry Bastard Radio, and the topic for today is how to tell if your girlfriend or boyfriend is a smut.
Hey, that's a hard one.
Nah, not really.
Yeah, not really.
Maybe if there's phone sex.
If more women than men recognize yours, then 9 times out of 10 niggas is hoes.
You said if a girl has phone sex?
Maybe if the person's addicted to phone sex. That kind of slutty.
Is that fella?
I hear her.
Or if she's really loose and he has problems coming.
I actually heard of that before.
Okay, you're both whores if you're both desensitized.
Hold on, I'm lost here. What's going on?
Oh, God.
Oh, God, here we go. As soon as he hears the female's voice, he wants to pay attention now.
No, I was sleeping. My bad.
If you both are no longer sensitive to this little stuff, you're pretty much worn out.
What's your name? Who are you? What do you look like?
Wow.
Do you have any C-section stuff?
There it goes. I'm sorry, caller, but that's one of the. He's one of the hosts on
the
show.
Sad ass hosts on the show.
Yeah, he's a fat bastard, and he's one of the guys. Every one of our female callers, he tends to always try to ask a question, you know, on some dating shit. So it's okay to ignore him if you want to. But if you want to answer the question,
what's
right
his name?
There you go.
My name is Sharif.
Hi, Sharif.
How you doing? What's your name?
My name's Tina.
Where are you calling from, Tina?
Tina from L.A.
Oh, what? Ooh, L.A.
West Coast.
See, look, none of these guys don't even care about you, Tina. I'm the only one who should be talking. Nobody else should be talking.
What do you think about long-distance relationships?
I'm sure it's all wrong.
Give me your phone number, and I'll tell you right now. I'll tell you on the phone.
Oh, wow.
There's this guy that I'm interested in, but he's far, far away.
Where is he?
He's in between Philly and New York.
Oh, my God.
Are you talking about me?
That's a dead-ass giveaway.
I don't know what he's talking about you.
The deadest giveaway. That is like the deadest giveaway you could have ever said. You should have just, oh, man, I'm so done with this.
Sorry, you need to be telling me, though, a little bit more about him. I don't know if he's a slut or a smut.
I'm just going to fall back into the abyss now and let everybody else handle everything.
Tina, how old are you, Tina?
I'm 23.
Oh, perfect.
You really
Let me ask you a question, right?
Really? Yeah, in between New York and Philly. I'm done with her.
Who is it?
I'm done with her. I don't know who it is, but I'm done with her.
Tina.
What?
Tina, so what you're saying is you have a boyfriend or you don't have a boyfriend?
I don't have a boyfriend. I'm trying to make certain somebody mine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's probably a clown. He's probably a clown, and he probably doesn't have a penis.
He is a fucking clown. I already know he's a clown.
He's a smut, though.
You should already know he's a clown. He don't get no pussy.
Well, she would like to know how this brother can be. I don't know if he's a brother or a poppy or whatever, but she's wondering how this guy can be, if he's, what's the signs to look for if he's a smut.
I think he ain't getting no pussy.
He's got a really nice personality. He seems like a good guy.
He's not getting, if his personality's really, really nice, he's not getting any pussy.
Yo, he's calling from the other side of the country.
What city in L.A.? Quick.
What
city in L.A.? Quick.
What city?
Yeah.
I'm in Inglewood.
What's your phone number? Quick.
Oh, my God.
What's your area code? Quick.
Yeah, you're thirsty.
What is it?
Damn. Damn, you're thirsty.
Thirsty, nigga. Go get a baby bib and a fucking bottle of warm milk.
No, I'm not asking you for, I'm just trying to make sure you're from L.A., because, you know.
You're from no fucking L.A., man.
Whatever.
What's the radio station in L.A.?
Let's go.
What's the radio station?
Wild,
the radio station,
what?
Nigga.
Wild,
we have Power 106, 935 KDA. I mean, why would I lie about where I'm at?
Hold on, Wild what? Wild blank blank.
What?
Wild,
blank.
This guy's a network. I got a question, Tina. Do you smoke cigarettes?
No, it's disgusting.
We actually read a report earlier that stated that women that tend to smoke a lot, they're sexually frustrated, and they like things in their mouths. That's another way how you can tell whether a girl is a slut or not.
You a white girl?
No, I'm not white. Are you white?
Nah.
Good answer.
Smoking cigarettes is disgusting. It smells
Mexican? That's all that's in Cali is Mexicans.
What's the other people that they don't have on the East Coast? They're only over there.
Your mother.
Nah, Samoans. They got a bunch of Samoans out there.
Samoans are in Hawaii.
Yeah, but they got them in California too, man.
For real, they all look alike.
Oh, man. This comes from a Cuban's mouth.
Tina.
Yeah.
Tina, I have a question, Tina.
Yeah?
What does your mom's look like?
My nigga. You gonna ask about
my mom.
My mom
is no fan of cougar all in one. I hope I look like her when I get 58.
She got a big booty.
Yeah, she have a booty. What's your bra size, Tina?
You have to ask the person I'm interested in, he'll tell you. I don't care if you're interested in my face. Do you have a Facebook? I do.
Or any photos
on
the
What?
Or any pornos online that we can look up on Pornhub or YouPorn?
Pornhub.
Too big.
Got an asshole.
Homegrown Freaks is a good one, too.
What's up, Facebook, man? That's what I'm playing.
New.com.
How many dudes are on this phone right now?
That's enough.
There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Do you guys have girlfriends or wives right now to be with?
No wife.
Well, after we get together,
LV, you gotta excuse him. He's crippled and he's in a wheelchair. He moves his wheelchair around with his tongue. You have Fresh. He's Cuban. You know what I mean? He's Cuban with no fingers.
He works at Quiznos.
Talking about can I get a soul crack?
He works at Quiznos. GQ, he's a bald headed bastard.
Damn, Cecilia, with her fat ass. This bitch is like
that's a Homer Simpson.
The black
like version. Four.
The black ass.
Boom,
head.
Boom,
like
boom.
A puff of smoke.
Oh, who's 6 foot?
A puff of smoke.
Nah, so this chick is like 4'11" with the boom, boom, boom.
Who? Yeah, they also said that British girls are a lot of fun. They said that they have big breasts. They like to drink and all.
Said big
breasts. Slutty. Yeah,
and their teeth all bad.
They said that he revealed that British girls, Italian, and American
slutty.
Girls are the sluttiest.
Italian girls?
The average 21-year-old woman has had 9 sexual partners compared with men who, on average, have had 7.
The fuck are these niggas getting these numbers from, yo?
Yo, for real. How do they actually rally up a poll and shit? I don't get it.
Where are you getting these numbers from? I ain't even gonna say
I got
it.
A question. Tina, just off the top, how many guys have you been with, or girls, have you been with?
Truthfully?
Yeah, you already lied.
Truthfully, my rule is you should never have more than 2 hands full. And I have not exceeded more than 2 hands. I do not tell the number.
Have you exceeded more than 1 hand?
Yes.
Have you used more than 1 hand? What?
I would say, so it's up to you. It's between 6 to 9.
6 to 9.
It figures.
6 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
six to nine.
Oh, man.
No, that's no pun intended.
Yeah. 6 for the shit. Now, you know they say that women, and how old are you? So you're 23?
Oh. What did I set myself
said,
up for? Yeah,
you kind of set yourself up. They said women around that age tend to say that number, but it's always more. I mean,
yeah.
I'm being 100% honest. It's not more than 2 hands.
A lot of me. How big is your booty?
I'm not going to lie to you about it.
How big is your booty?
Not more than 2 hands.
What is your bra size?
Your size, GQ, you know.
Oh,
I have to ask
damn.
You.
GQ is bitter. Did you know that? GQ is really cool.
Don't listen to a handicap, man. I
should have known that.
Don't ask a handicap, man.
GQ stands for gay queen.
Gay queen.
Gay queen.
They also said that girls.
I ain't asking another man about a chick that's right here.
I want GQ. You should hook me up with him.
I'm not hooking you up with shit. Hook you, hook them clippers up and get that kitchen. What'd you say? You said hook what up?
Hook them clippers up and get that kitchen.
Whatever.
I don't know.
You sound real jealous.
Jealous, come on, shorty. I don't even know what you look like or who you are.
I don't know what it's about GQ,
exactly.
Man. Like,
you don't know
what you're
That was the dumbest shit you could have said to me, yo.
If I tell you to hook me up with your homeboy, you should just do that.
I said, what the fuck? Hook yourself up. You told me to the nigga, why the fuck I'm hooking you up?
Whoa. That's not
me.
That's
the dumbest shit you could get. The dumbest shit you could have said to me.
Hold on, fam. Hold on. Can I ask you a question, Tina? Tina.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What's 6'4" at?
Can I beat on you?
With what?
Tina, can I beat on you?
She's crazy.
You have the perfect name. Can I beat on you, Tina?
Yo, these niggas is crazy tonight. Hold on, I got four more before niggas start going in. Girls who drink are fun, but they are also considered easy. It's okay if you hooked up with your girl at a bar and she was wasted. It's not okay if every time you've hung out, she's intoxicated. A friend of mine once dated a girl who would show up to the bar before a date so she could flirt with other guys and make them buy her drinks.
Slurp,
not cool.
Slurp person.
Yeah. Alcohol makes women less in, what is this shit? Inhibited. Yeah, no, I can't, read shit. Flirtier and more sexual, promiscuous. A recent statistic shows that teens and young adults who use alcohol are 7 times more likely to have sex than non-drinking teens or young people. Girls often use alcohol as an excuse for being promiscuous and will use the old "I was so drunk I don't remember" thing line. Another worrying trend is a phenomenon where women forego eating in order to spend their daily calories on alcohol. If your lady friend refuses to eat so she can consume multiple cans of Boone's Farm, then she's probably been around the block a few times.
Nigga, she drinking Boone's Farm, she a bum.
I mean, how many bitches you really know that be drinking Boone's Farm nowadays? That's just nasty, man. That's just nasty.
Now this is this actually should be number one, but it's actually number three. It says she's constantly giving you STDs.
Yeah.
Bitch, you better me, bitch.
Yeah. So if you think your girl that had a slutty past, be mature and organize an STD testing date. Take the test together and then buy her ice cream. Just make sure she doesn't lick your cone.
They said wrap it up.
Buy her ice cream for them.
For real.
Exactly.
Buy her own fucking cone.
And I think SD might have said this. This is number two. She personally knows every guy in your hood.
Yeah, she know more niggas than she do bitches.
Last number
shit,
one.
I'm saying, man, I ain't even gonna get into it, man. Sure.
Number one, you find used condoms. I've never found used condoms.
Nigga, if I ever find a used condom, and it ain't the size of my brajo, I'm killing that bitch, nigga.
What if some are missing out the box?
Killing that bitch, girl.
You said what if some are missing?
Out the box. I'm slapping the shit out of somebody.
What if they could be innocently missing?
There ain't no innocently missing, because first off, who just misplaces condoms, dog? Not no nigga that's getting buns.
Yo, where? How many clinics be giving them shit out for free? You ain't giving no this to your friend, to your homegirl, to your... There ain't no.
Chill out. Yeah, but see, the freebies, that's one thing. Like, out in Philly, I heard that they have some type of shit where they're giving away free condoms, but these free condoms suck. Because they're like the little cheap ones, so.
Yeah, of course.
If you smell me.
That's everywhere down south.
You still gotta go out and buy some anyway.
Okay.
Everywhere down south. Even at the concerts down here, they be handing them out for free.
Do you guys keep track of your girlfriend's cycle?
What? Hell yeah. What?
I mean, really, you know the exact week. Or you just don't care.
I know the minute she's done shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, like this. I'm that type of dude where I'm like, yo, is it light? I'll go in if it's light. Yeah,
word.
I mean, it's heavy.
What?
Oh,
my God.
Why, you're going on a heavy time?
These niggas is true whores.
But you can add that to the list then.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
guy's
what
a whore if he has sex with a girl with a period.
They're both
true porn. They're both horns.
Yeah, hey, sometimes, you know, you just gotta.
I'm fucking old bitch.
Sometimes you gotta get a problem, you know what I mean?
It
says a sure sign your girl is a slut is if you discover used condoms in her possession and they are not yours. I once heard a story on the radio about a guy who found a used condom inside his girl.
Wow.
Ew.
Wow.
Wow.
Who is
Wow.
Wow.
It's funny.
Condoms
in the
ew.
Ew. It was a brand and color he never used.
What else did he
find? Cum in it?
Should
probably
have
had man not in there.
Or it probably dripped off in her panties. If this happens to you, then your girlfriend is officially the biggest slut in the world.
Whores, man.
Wow.
Whore.
How come you guys are so hard on women? How come you don't talk about dudes?
Because women are just as ruthless as niggas is, man. That's all.
Yep.
What?
Women are just as ruthless as niggas is.
Okay, well, let's talk about the dudes. Because right now you guys sound a little
That's
bit
your job.
What you do is just bring it up.
All right, go ahead. That's your job. Fuck them up.
One girl against, like, five dudes. I don't know how many dudes are on here.
Well, as of right now, we got two dudes probably sleeping. Hey, yo, 6'4".
Niggas is in the Matrix, man.
Just got this whole thing going, baby.
Damn, this bitch is bad, son. Let's get it.
Hey, yo, L.E.
That nigga dead.
Yeah, he died.
Yo, why the fuck? God.
All right, so, Tina, go ahead. What's your view on the dudes?
Damn, man.
It's kind of hard because it's a double standard.
What
you guys
mean?
Can get away with. You guys get away with everything and anything.
Nah, we just don't care. It's the difference.
Exactly. You guys don't care, and women allow it, so you get away with everything and anything.
But
you can't get away with anything.
What is it that you're allowing?
What is what?
What is it that you're allowing? And whose fault
well,
is that? That
all,
you're allowing?
You guys said. You guys set the rules. Like, been raising the tone forever.
You gotta make your own set of rules then, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a broader picture. Everybody looks at it like if a guy smashes two girls in one night, oh, whatever, he's cool. And then if I did it, I'm a smart. Especially if I want to go in on his friend and his homeboy or two brothers, that makes me a
homeboy.
Oh, hell yeah. Without even thinking about it. But if you do.
But see, you know what? You know the mental thing about it is? The mental thing about it is women will think the same way.
Exactly.
Women will say, oh, well, you know what I mean? Guys, it's cool for guys, but if a girl does that, you're a straight up smut bag. And girls will
That's
say that.
Fair.
Like, they're not asking. So that's not our fault y'all think that way about your own gender.
It's not fair.
No.
So,
I can't live out my nastiest, wildest fantasies just because I'll be judged. That is not fair.
I mean, if you
only
did it one time, then I can't knock it. If you out there doing that shit every weekend, then you're like sliding
well,
with her.
Well, if you want to do something nasty and wild every single weekend, why should there be a limit on it?
You're a bucket then. If you're doing that shit every weekend, you're a bucket. If it was just something fantasy, you would just do that shit one time or whatever and be done with it. You're a bucket, you doing that shit every weekend. You smutting two niggas off every weekend.
You guys get to do what you want to do every weekend. Why can't I?
I ain't smutting two chicks off in the same motherfucking day, like, damn.
And if you wanted to, you could, and nobody would label you as anything. But if I wanted to,
you know,
I
also understand, women are brought up, ever since back in the day, women are brought up to be respectful and
exactly,
really
and you
it,
guys made that rule. So it's still unfair in modern times, back in the day, but it still transfers over to 2011. It's not fair.
So how about this?
write to your nearest congressman.
My local congresswoman.
Yeah, your local congresswoman, and see if we can get that law back. You know what I mean? Or get not back, but let's get it in full effect.
Okay, and I want to ask, some things on our side don't change. What do you guys think about paying for dates?
About what?
Paying for dates. Like, do you pay for the first date? Do you pay for the second, third?
You know what?
I ain't paying for the first date.
I always pay for the first date. Always. Just because it's built in that.
That's your human nature. That's your human nature as a nigga, because you know you have to come out the pocket. But now, realistically, somebody like me, fuck that. You ain't putting up shit. I ain't putting up shit. Ain't gonna be nothing.
I'm not paying on the first date, bro.
I'll cover the bill. If you can't cover the tip, then what? I mean, really? Like that?
Why would you ask her out if you can't even afford to take her out? You need to stay her broke ass at home.
I didn't realize a bitch was that broke.
Hold on, Fresh. I got you, Fresh. So then what about the women that say, hey, I'm bored, we should go out? And they invite us out, but they still want us to pay.
Going to the club waiting for somebody to buy them a drink. When you know damn well you got money in your wallet.
Chicks
you know damn well half the females at the club or the bar already got their own money. They just waiting for you to buy them something.
So that's why you guys show up. Not buying drinks.
So fuck, I want to do that for. That's why they made a liquor store right down the block.
That's why you sound so
bitter.
I don't even know. One thing I understand is I took this one chick out one time, and just to see where her mind was at, the bill comes, and shorty comes out of mouth. You are paying, right? Because I didn't bring no money with me. I'm like,
wow.
Yo, that means you want to get up and leave.
I was like, bitch, you ain't got no money if you ain't bring none with you.
Guys do the same thing.
Guys would do the same thing.
I'm sure you can ask
any girl. Did you just say guys would do the same thing?
Some loser dude who's like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Did you just say guys would do the same thing?
I don't know that one nigga that would leave a house without money.
Come on, you sound crazy. Ain't no nigga expecting no chick to pay for them. That's number one.
If I don't know this chick,
I'm not expecting her to pay. Now, if I know the bitch, then okay, that's something different. If I don't know this bitch, I'm not expecting her to pay.
I know a few girls that came across a dude that didn't pay and expected them to pay.
Exactly, that's real nice.
I ain't holding niggas to a double standard. I ain't with all that bullshit. Fuck all that other shit.
It's crazy, though.
Fuck all that other shit.
Who's going to pay for my tickets so I can get to Philly?
Cricket.
You must be talking to that. Talking to you, John.
Me.
You guys,
I don't live in Philly, so.
If you're calling number 1,000,000, then you'll win these tickets to
to Philly, she said?
Yes, Philly.
Oh, I don't live in Philly, so.
Shit. Bone wants to go to that bum ass thing anyway.
Oh. Hey, bum ass thing. Hold up. You were tuned in to Angry Bastard Radio. Stay tuned to speak your mind. Big shout out to Staten Island. Big shout out to Florida. Big shout out to Jersey, Philly, Cali, LA, whatever. Big shout out to the whole world. Big shout out to everybody who was listening. Inglewood in the building. Big shout out to that movement. Y'all already know what it is. And
you know, big shout out to everybody that was holding it down at Angry Bastard Radio. Tune in tomorrow. We should be on again. I don't know what the topic is going to be, so just stay tuned.
Later. We are about fucking your mom.
This is now the special edition, the extra edition. I believe we have 1 hour. Actually, we do. We have 58 minutes recording left.
Oh,
this
shit.
Is the unedited version. So I guess whenever niggas hang up, that's when they hang up. It's now 12 midnight in California. It's, what, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
Damn, early as fuck.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, my nigga just texted me right now and said, you know how you girls are smut and not asking how much the box of condoms cost.
Well, you know what?
My cousin, he actually been having sex with a lot of girls, and doesn't use condoms.
Now, where they do that at? SD.
Yep. Danny, quick.
What?
What happened?
I was making sure niggas was still here. Tina.
Hmm.
Well, you got a sexy ass voice.
Thank you. I think you need
really
a female
like
co-host, and then you can get rid of some of these dudes. There's so many dudes on here, you can't tell who's who.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, some of you guys are going
like
to get fired.
I got a better idea.
No, no, no. That's the power of the pussy. I'm going to tell GQ to fire some of you guys and then hire me. And we'll
that's
definitely
the power
get
of the pussy.
Oh, Lord.
I'm done here.
Did you hear that?
I'm done here. I'm done here.
Nigga said I'm done here. I got a better idea. How about I do none of the above, right?
You're lucky I ain't there.
You,
you're just lucky I'm not at the switchboards right now. Just put it like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he was at the switchboards, it would be ugly. But how about none of that, and you can come on the show as a guest and hold it down for the ladies.
Isn't that what I'm already doing tonight?
This ain't even it. Like, you just got some of the flamatory from the 2 to 3 crews.
He ain't get shit.
And it's kind of late, so, you know, you didn't really feel the flame.
Man, I ain't going on her.
Yeah.
She ain't ready for that.
You got to get initiated before you go in
chick,
the bathroom.
Why is that the first thing out chick's mouth? Are you jealous? Like,
because you have been jealous of me this entire time. I'm not trying to take your spot.
Jealous of
okay.
you. If you believe if that gives you closure, we'll go with that.
Whatever, yo. You've been, like, mad better since we've been on the phone. I don't know what
don't
your
know.
Color is.
Whatever, yo. When you say shit like whatever, yo,
yo, serve
it more or to me, no.
Game?
Yeah, I'm talking can't have no co-host like her. I'm sorry.
Who are you?
I'm me. Nice
okay,
to meet you.
That's what I thought. You have no name. Anyways.
Oh, man. The flame has
hey,
no friends.
Got you. She's calling. It wasn't
hey,
even fun
you,
for me again.
What type of music do you listen to?
I listen to everything.
All right, well, I'm about to play this quick track. I ain't gonna play it all, but I'm sending this shit out to my nigga Fresh over there. Hey yo, Fresh.
Fresh.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Freshy. I'm sending this
good.
Song out to you, B.
All right.
Hold up. No homo, by the way.
Nigga, you mad slow on that switchboard. That sounds like African shit to me. can't get more Spanish than that.
I ain't gonna play it all.
La mano arriba, cintura sola, da media vuelta, tanta cultura.
Welcome.
Y'all can't handle no more. That's it.
The day
I heard that song,
I'm
not Spanish. The day I heard that shit, I was doing the little salsa thing, you know what I mean, in the club, getting my little work on, my twerk on.
That shit everywhere in the club down here.
Everywhere. It's everywhere in the club up here. So I know it's popping down there because you in that Florida area.
Oh, yeah.
And Shorty over there, she's in Cali. So, you know, they bumping in every club out there. You know what I mean? SD, he's in New York. So, you know, the Spanish club in Staten Island, let alone, is bumping it.
Do they even have Spanish clubs up in Staten Island?
I believe so. Yo, S.
Maybe I'm going to mix it.
They got Spanish clubs in your hood?
In my hood?
Yeah,
I'm
living
in the
hood.
I don't live in the hood no more.
Yeah.
I think you got Myra, man. I got a what? An Myra.
Myra.
Hell
who?
No, he's too extra for me. He's a diva.
Who?
Every time he talks to me, like, what? Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't deal with
foolery, that's why. Foolery.
But bro, she asked me for it.
Yeah, like I'm trying to chill and she's doing mad extra right now, so let's fuck up.
Oh, it's okay. Don't get all upset.
I'm not. I'm far from that.
I don't like him.
That's the funny thing about it. I'm far from that. So it's starting to get on my nerves a little bit.
And you're getting on mine, too. I've already expressed that.
Okay, so hang up.
Man.
That's all
the
that.
The sexy trait a woman can have is called self-respect.
And I'm respectful of myself. Everything I
No,
said,
I'm not. That wasn't out for you. I'm looking, reading that shit off of my Facebook page. Damn, 27 people like that. I wonder if they liked it only because this chick has a fat ass. Maybe that's why.
She had the fatty banger.
The flame has no friends. So, anything else you want to add to as far as guys being what they are, Tina? Actually, no, I'm going to add something. You do realize that unless you're married or in a committed relationship, you do realize that the man is supposed to really, technically, by rule, from back in the days, technically we're supposed to have one girl, two, like maybe like 10 girls. Like, we have that right to go out and bring a chick. As long as we
Right to go out, bring a fucking...
Women, however,
bring a club
women
with us
aren't and supposed to go out. They're supposed to
pop you over the fuck.
We call them boss.
What happened?
Why we call them
out the mallet. Club him with a fucking head and drag him by the head home.
Oh, Yogi Bear is a gangster.
Yogi Bear?
Right. Is anybody other than me going to go see that new Smurf movie?
I'm
good.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh my God. Who are you watching?
Your mom's moving there.
Your mom. This chick just put it on Twitter. Call me. 425-405-0900. Put it on Twitter, so I'll put it on a radio show.
Gay ass chat. Call in. We need another girl on here.
We need somebody real on here.
See, look.
Oh, shit.
Have I not been real with you? Yes or no?
Yo, Shorty just blasted number on radio?
Nah, she blasted on Twitter.
That's bad enough. That's, yo, that, see, that right there is a definition of a smut.
Bucket.
Come on, how you putting your number on motherfucking Twitter?
That's probably not. I'm going to tell you guys a story, and this shit is probably a story that almost ended my life from being thirsty over a smiz.
Snatch?
Yeah, hold up. Flame has no friend. The ropes is in full effect. You got SD in the building, Tina in the building, Fresh in the building, GQ in the building. Holding it down, Angry Bastard Radio, After Dark Special.
Fuck is wrong with this character?
What are you talking about, me?
Nah.
All right, so a long time ago, I used to call these chat lines, right? These phone chat lines, and called one up, and this chick was like, I was young and stupid, but the chick was like, I'm laying down on the couch, I have a fat ass, and my pussy needs to be, you know, attended to. Pussy's wet. I need somebody to come beat this up. Now, this shit is on blast on the room. You would think, I would have thought, okay, yeah, this bitch trying to set somebody up. But my horny ass, I'm like, oh, shit, let me call her up. I end up meeting up with the chick at McDonald's. at the time, I was renting cars. I was young and stupid. I was renting cars out of brand, never forget, it was a 2001 brand new Toyota Camry. So I'm driving that, and I meet at the McDonald's. She's talking to me, I'm talking to her. She's got like the little coochie cutters on and shit, jeans or whatever, Spanish chick. So we talking, and then she's like, oh, this is a nice ass car. I'm going to be pushing this later on. I laughed it off. Little did I know the bitch was trying to set me up. So I feel it out. I'm like, all right, chill. So, of course, I called the goons. I'm not going to go in there empty-handed. Called the goons up, and they follow me to Shorty's crib. Now, I'm telling myself I'm not going to go in the house. I'm not going in the house. I'm just told her right then and there. That's it. I'm not even going in the house. That's that nut shit. Shorty came downstairs in them tight jean shorts, ass cheeks hanging out. What did I do? I went in the house. So she's pointing like, yo, who's that car that came in with you? Me, I'm like, I don't know. I came out here by myself. She's like, you sure about that? Because they parked and never got out. Nah, I don't know who they are. So she's like, all right. So she goes in the house. I go in the house with her. Mind you, this is from a flood call. I'm sitting on the couch, and I'm already, you know, on some nervous shit. Like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? Like, let's just get it popping. I'm here to get it popping. I'm not here to watch TV, drink wine. Let's get it popping. So I'm like, yo, what's up? First, I did the check. I look in the house, make sure ain't nobody there, whatever. And I know she keeps getting up to look outside the window. And then she comes back. And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, ah, nah, don't worry about it. So what's up? I'm like, nah. I'm saying, we getting it popping or what? She's like, you want something to drink? I'm like, nah, we fucking or what? So she's like, you know what? I can't front. I'm not even really feeling you. So right then and there, I was like, all right, fine, I'm out. As I'm getting up to walk out the door, I see her run to the window. I close the door. I'm walking in the hallway. There's windows in the hallway. Yo, when I say it was like 20 niggas downstairs, yo, it was 20 niggas downstairs. Luckily, they had a back door. I walked out the back, or I ran out the back door on something. The Friday after the next moment, nigga was he walked across the street with his hands tucked when he went to go meet up with went into the other building, noticed that they were still outside, so I waited for them to go inside her building. And I went to the Camry, pulled off. Now, I didn't see my boy's car there. They said that apparently when I get walked out of the apartment, the chick went to the window and said, I think their car came with them, but my boy's car is tinted out, so you couldn't tell how many people was in the car.
Yeah.
So they pulled up in front of it and, like, pointed at it. At this time, they had both entrances blocked off, as if, you know, if I was to get out of her house somehow and get in the car so that they can still block me in. So
yeah,
they unblocked the entrances and shit like that, and drove around. So when they drove by, my boy said he pulled out so they wouldn't block him in. But my other boy that was in the car was like, nigga, all we got to do is just ram their car. They try to block us in. But the driver was nervous, so he was like, oh, we'll just pull around. So they said when they pulled out, they said it was one buff-ass nigga. He had like a little Louisville slugger, the little bat, whatever. He was beating his hand with it as if he was about to beat my head. All I know is that I went on some smut call. You know what I mean? She was a smut, and that shit almost ended my life. You think that stopped me from going to chick's crib? No, but the fact of the matter is that...
That makes you a smut.
Exactly.
Willing to die for some.
Yeah, word. I was so thirsty. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she's laying down. She's half Spanish, half black. She just said she wants somebody to play with her pussy. And I'm like, look, man. You would thought that I would use my head instead of using my other head.
I'm going to go, okay?
Huh?
I'm going to go, okay?
All right, well, it was real.
Guys, have a good night.
You too, shorty.
Bye.
Hey, you stay away from that phone sex, all right? That should have made you blind.
Word. Yo, shorty sounded mad young.
Mad young. Hey, yo, SD.
Yeah.
I was waiting for this nigga to roast her, man.
That nigga was tired. I didn't even want to
waste that time with that bitch.
Yeah, funny thing about it, when she said, I'm talking about some guy that lives in between New York and Philly. This nigga said, oh, my God, I'm done with her. Yeah. I'm done with her.
Yo, shorty say she from L.A. Go figure, she trying to holler at a nigga from Philly in New York.
See, the only way I mess with a chick like that is if she's flying over here free of charge, because I ain't paying for shit.
Paying for that bitch, fuck out of here.
I give you some hard dick and bubble gum, that's about it.
I won't even buy a bitch a train ticket, though. A bus ticket. I'm gonna buy any kind of ticket. Fuck that. Not even a movie ticket. Fuck that shit. I'll buy a bootleg.
Nigga said not even a movie ticket.
Nah. I'll buy a bootleg $5 right around the block.
Yeah. So, yo, fellas, what do you want to talk about tomorrow, bro?
Figure that shit out tomorrow, nigga.
Thanks. Set it up.
Save it tomorrow.
Yep. I'm done here.
Yo, y'all niggas ever been picked for jury duty? Yo. This shit done.
Yeah, that nigga just hung up. Bitch ass nigga.
Yo, you ever got picked for that shit?
For what?
For jury duty.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, I got picked for that shit. What I don't get is how they pick. How they just pick these random ass people. Like, I ain't the type of person to be sitting on the other side of the... Y'all be feeling bad. These motherfuckers ain't do shit wrong.
Yeah, well, also you gotta do is tell them that. When they ask you also how do you feel about this situation.
Yo, they asked me straight up. I was like, dude, yo, dude was going to case. He had got caught with 13 grams of marijuana. And I'm like, so?
Mm-hmm.
And your point is? And they looking at me like I'm bugging, like, yo, you can't say so. Well, it's obviously, it's going to look real obvious if I'm like, nigga, innocent, but this marijuana, I don't know shit about him.
Yo, well, that's exactly what's going to happen. What they're going to do is they're going to ask you if, yo, this new setup that they got is the shit. Cause I could turn shit down, so it's like I got a track playing right now, but it's the background music. Even though they're singing, niggas can still talk over it. That shit is hot. And
nah,
I'm paying $40 a month for that. I'm with it.
Y'all was actually looking at that shit earlier today. Cause I still be get a lot of that shit from the light-up session. That shit way back.
Yeah. Yeah, they, what they're gonna do is they're gonna talk about, like, they're gonna pick, like, maybe 10 numbers. And if they don't call you, whoever 10 they call has to stay in the courtroom. Whoever they don't call goes, you know, in the recess hall. Like, you just go into the lobby or whatever.
Yeah, because that's what they got me on now is, like, some on-call type shit.
Yeah. Until they find enough jurors. I say they pick 10, and then they question them, okay, what's up? You want to be a juror? Why can't you be? And then they find out who they, you know, if all 10 can make it, then you're good. And then you go to the next case. If all 10 can't make it, then say they lose 3 and they need 3 more, then they call in 3 more people. Say out of those 3 people, 1 can only do it. So then they call out 2 more people, and so forth and so forth. But I've never gotten picked, so I'm good.
Yeah, hope they'll call.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm hoping they don't call me, but I've been going through that shit since. Going on all
since
week.
When?
Like, it's all during this week. I gotta be by the phone at like certain times.
Nah, that's that bullshit.
Yeah, like they're saying Monday through Friday, 8 to 10:30 might be on. They ain't called me yet, so hopefully they don't call.
Yeah, that's that bullshit, man.
Yeah, I'm on some. Yo, my phone's from a different area code. And I don't even much live in Florida no more.
And how you get that jersey number, nigga?
Yeah, you like that, right? South Jersey at that.
Yeah, South Jersey at that.
How you like that? Yeah, sir. You know about that, man.
I don't share about that. Yo, nigga, you gonna be dedicated on this show, nigga?
Come on now, man.
So you're good at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm good with 10 o'clock. That's perfect.
Alright. Cause I wanna do what I've been trying to do for the longest. I'm trying to write a lot of Spanish people on my Facebook page. So it's like I wanna get like a Spanish day. Where it's just all Spanish music. Spanish history and shit like that.
Yo, it's funny. I was fucking with this 40-year-old Puerto Rican chick, right? Straight up to New York. Out of picture, so she bugged out on me. 40 years old, mine.
40 years old?
40 years, I swear on everything. 40 years old. She was all right, though. She looked good. Hey.
You said she's Spanish?
Yeah, straight Puerto Rican from the Bronx, from the boogie down, talking like can't get no more New York freaking.
Wow.
But straight up, Shorty got mad because I spoke to half a split, because I spoke to half a butt.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, and the story that was wild. She fucked out in the New York freaking.
That's real right there, B.
Yo, because all of New York freakers, they don't play. I mean, I give them promise. I mean, they be looking good. Damn. Like, a lot of them, they be throwing hands like this.
But wait a minute, you met this chick at,
I met this chick down here.
Wait.
She just moved down from the Bronx, like, not even, like, 2 years ago. So she's still fresh out of New York. But she came up at me with the mother like, oh, this at 30, you done got me for a clip. I'm like, what?
She said, what?
Like, hey, shorty, if you want it more, I can go get more.
Yep.
I try to play that. Nah, nigga, I'm from the Bronx. Good boy, play that shit in the Bronx, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't care where the fuck. Keep my fuck out.
Yo, B. Your phone breaking up.
Yeah, because I got too much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mom, hold on. There, Mom. My bad.
Ah, oh, shit. Yeah, I don't know how you felt that broad, man. That shit was crazy. Did you actually speak to her?
Oh, after that, no. Like, I'm talking, I, like, unfriended the bitch from Facebook, from everything, bro. That bitch just straight crazy. Started leaving me off kind of crazy voicemails.
Yeah, that shit was corny.
Yeah.
So she wanted a herd of kids and her kids, so I hope she's happy.
Yo, what's funny is she came in when we first started talking, we first started fucking around, she came in saying her kid was like 21 or some shit, 20, and she already had asked her kid, like, is it weird for her to be fucking with a young nigga because she looked young?
Yeah.
That's all she really attracted. So how about the kids? You know, I'm like, yeah, that's a little weird to like be seeing somebody. If you fuck around having fun, it is what it is. You're a grown woman. So she tell me from Jump Street, hey, yo, ain't no strings attached. I ain't trying to be with you. Nothing like that. Like, all right, you know, it's not good. Y'all fuck with Shorty one time. One time, that's all it took. I guess fucked around and gave her the egg game or something. All of a sudden, started calling me every day. I'm like, yo, what happened to only on the weekend? Yo, so we started chilling on the weekdays. Yo, come around next Wednesday. Nigga fucked around, smoked a half a blunt.
Mm-hmm.
She just bugged out.
like the up northness just came out of her.
Oh, the New York chick?
Yeah, like the typical straight up Spanish type broad just came out of her. The hood came out of her. It just started bugging on a nigga. When she started hitting a nigga with Spanglish, that's how you know when a nigga's in trouble.
Yeah, that's when you know you're going in. Nah, I was actually talking about your homegirl, B.
Cool. Oh, her?
Yeah. All right, how'd you get in contact with that?
I ran into my grandmother. I'm the one that got sick.
In Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I ran into my grandmother down here. Down here in Florida, down here in West Palm. When I seen her, she just told me everything. She just started spilling out everything. But she ain't seen me since she went to the hospital. But she just, yo, that chick don't just get much more grimy, yo. I don't know.
Oh, so when she grimied out her people, like her moms and shit?
Nah, man, the way I see it in life, she just caking off for free. Ain't doing nothing. Like, house got bought and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And remember, dude just going for a hell of a ride.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah, man. It be them Spanish girls, man. I've been warning you about them, Q. I'm telling you something about you, man. I don't know. You keep attracting them Spanish bros. You better watch out, man. Them Spanish bros are going to be the ones that get you.
Well, you know what's funny? Mad niggas already told me that. They're like, yo.
I don't know why you keep fucking with them. I know they, I mean, don't get me wrong, Q. A lot of these Spanish chicks, they look good, and I ain't trying to knock them all, but damn. A lot of them, they be worse than niggas because they be shady as hell.
Matter of fact, you know what? That's going to be the show for tomorrow night. Grimy Wednesdays, man. Grimy Wednesdays. I think we need to school a lot of people on the griminess. What race is the grimiest, you know? That's what's going to be Grimy Wednesday, bro.
It's going to be a battle because I guess me, because I'm coming from a Cuban, I would say Puerto Ricans are the worst. But then again, I've only dated mostly Puerto Rican girls because Cuban girls are too soft to me.
Mm-hmm.
They too weak and too soft. But I know a lot of niggas. Like, I got a few girl cousins, you know what I'm saying, that they some straight up bitches. Like, I feel bad for any nigga that gets with one of my girl cousins. Cause they straight up bitch, like, and they gotta go through hell and back just to get. I feel bad for a dude. Like, a dude be trying to come to us like, yo, is it okay? If you could take my cousin out on a date and get with her, I give you money. Cause Cuban girls are bitches like that, but I mean, everybody. I don't know, man. I would say Spanish girls in general.
Yeah.
Cause Black girls, they're toning it down a notch, and white girls, they just don't care. They'll take whatever they can.
White girls don't give a shit.
Nah, they don't. I don't care what anybody say. I will fight that to the day. White girls just don't give a fuck. Well, you're stereotypical types.
Yeah, tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, look for the whole crew. I don't know, we might invite Tina. I don't know. You might
Miss
just,
would. You know, she held it down. I give it to her. She sounded young, but you know what I'm saying? I give it to her. She held it down. She was even, you know, trying to take shots at SD, which is bananas, because, you know, then it comes out tomorrow. No homo. Then he going to come out hard. Pause.
Yeah, he is. But I'm going to try to get, what's his name back up in here? Chi-Town. Chi-Town was a real bitch.
Chicago.
That's Puerto Rican jump off the live out in Orlando. She's a real bitch. Try to get her out of here.
his own problem. Florida. All right, ladies and gents, what happened?
Said Florida, we in the building.
Yeah, Florida's in the building, man. Florida's in the building like light bulbs. Like light bulbs. Trying to see what can I close out with. Yeah, track I can close out with. No, then I gotta start downloading more shit.
Nope, that means back on the switchboard all day, son. So you back to them long ass breaks, nigga. You know you be sleeping like 4 hours out a day anyway. Lazy ass motherfucker.
Lazy ass.
They in like what? 2 stores a day and shit now? Lazy motherfucker, man.
Yeah, they are. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm gonna close out with this shit right here. This shit right here, what is that? Is it Nicki Minaj? Nah, I'm gonna close out. Yo, man, a lot of people are shitting on Lil' Kim talking about how, you know, she ain't really hold it down and Nicki Minaj got her.
I don't know, man. I think Lil' Kim, she still got it, man. That bitch still bad, though.
Yeah, she still got it. So I'm going to close out with this shit. Niggas will be back in full effect at 10 p.m. tomorrow, you bastards. This is Angry Bastard Radio. We got Fresh to Death. Actually, the Death is gone, so we got Fresh holding it down. We got GQ holding it down. We got Tina calling in. We got Ill E holding it down. SD holding it down. 6-4 in the building holding it down. We had you guys listening, holding it down. Download the show. Hit me up on Facebook. And type in GEE space QEW. That's GEE space QEW. Light Up Session is in working in construction right about now. That's the other place. Ink Bass Radio. Light Up Session will definitely be in full effect soon. You know, be tuned in to your nearest channel, your nearest network, your nearest computer, your nearest Macintosh. My nigga Freshy is in charge of the Light Up Session. You know what I mean? The flame has no friend. Be tuned in for the roast, the famous roast. You know what I mean? We will be giving that in full effect. Like I said, this was pretty much the first official Welcome Back show. This was real touchy. Make sure y'all tune in. AB Radio, baby. We ain't going nowhere. Yo, Fresh, you got any shout-outs?
Shit, yo, you know what? First show back, yo, just shout-out to all the home crew. Y'all know who y'all are holding that shit down. You know what I'm saying? Q behind the switchboard, as always. You know, nigga gotta stay behind the ones and twos. The one time from Florida, you know, because, you know, we gotta stay on the mat. And on the other side, we see you. Other than that, stay angry bastards, motherfuckers. We ain't going nowhere.
I'm going to actually switch it up. I'm not even going to play that little Clinton Black Friday shit. I'm going to rep for the South, you know what I mean? I'm going to rep for the South. This is Lil Wayne. This is kind of old, but Lil Wayne and Jeezy balling.
Oh,
luck. Peace, nigga.
Peace.
Cut the music up.
Cut the music up.
Hard, I need a jersey on. So much bread on me.
Tell him that. Three platinum chains to match my platinum plaque. Ain't got nothing gold but some gold chains. Straight chisel, what's the goal? Move the whole thing. My cellar bumping like a chat line. He want a 500, mean he need a halftime. If your job ain't balling hard, then you need to quit. You need a 18 hard, then you need a split. Summer's mine, winter too. I'm popping bottles in the club, that's what winners do. They claiming bitches to my old hoes. They claim they ballin' to my old flow. You think you ballin' cause you got a blood. He think he ballin' cause he got a blood. You know the old came to see me ball. You know the old love to see me ball. You think you ballin' cause you got a blood.
Whole coming to you, baby. Niggas think they seeing me, they hallucinating. Bitch, I'm ballin', ballin' like a motherfucker. 12 gauge, bitch, I got a dozen of them. Niggas broke, actin' like they got it dope. I'm with a Spanish bitch, if she ain't fuckin', adios. So many cars, I'm like any man and mine and mo. So many colors in the diamonds, colliders.